Blog Talk Radio.
This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio, on the air for the first time. How much are you worth? Does your job know? When you're made an offer by an employer to work for them and you sign that offer, you basically agree to accept that amount of money no matter what. You lose all your leverage, your flexibility. There's nothing wrong with that if you're being paid an amount that takes care of all of your needs, right? You don't care how much overtime you have to work. You don't matter how many times you get called into work, how many double, triple shifts that you have to work if you're actually getting paid what you need. If you sign for an amount that is less than what you need, well, what happened? Is it even important? This particular show is going to discuss money in regards to your needs and how work relates to companies' production. And if you listen and enjoy the content, be sure to email me at chris@imtmworldwide.com, and I'll see if I can actually start doing more shows in the morning for you. Of course, be sure to follow the show's info on www.blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide and actually become a free subscriber, and that way you'll know when all of the shows are listed and aired. So just to get started, it's the holidays, of course, and a lot of people have been traveling back and forth to be with family, things of that nature. Some people have 2 weeks off, literally, but some people have to kind of go into work and then leave work for the holiday for Christmas and then come back and then go again for the New Year holiday and whatnot. But some people work straight through, didn't they? Some people work Christmas Eve, Christmas, day after, right? And there's going to be some people who are going to have to work New Year's, right? But at the end of the day, everybody's going back to work come the beginning of January because you have to get back on the clock. Because if you're not on the clock, you're not getting paid anything, are you? Have you ever taken a moment to actually add up how much it costs for you to keep and maintain the job you have? Now, of course, there's going to be people who are going to be like, well, I don't pay no money to keep my job or even maintain it. But in truth, you are. The average person spends about $350 a month on a car note. Now, we know how many people like their nice rides and all that kind of stuff. I'm just saying an average person in a Honda something-something, right? And they spend at least $100 a month on insurance to legally drive their vehicle. Now, most people probably spend over $200, depending on how old they are and all that kind of good stuff, right? Depending on what state, some insurance premiums are outrageous, right? But let's just say they spend at least $100. Let's say they at least spend $100 a month on gas. Now, we know how that goes, but guess what? Gas has been going down. You can fill up sometimes $40 and get away with it. So how many times you got to fill up in a month? Let's just still say $100 a month on gas to keep it on the road. Okay? But even so, transportation-wise, person who doesn't have a car probably spends at least $350 a month between a bus, train, and taxi. Okay? So, and going to work, where most people need a car or transportation of some sort to go to work, a typical person is spending about $350, $650 a month, okay? The average person also spends about $400 a month in rent. Now, of course, you know, are you renting a room? Are you renting an apartment? Are you leasing a home, mortgage, all that kind of good stuff? I'm going to just say $400 a month for, let's say, an apartment. Basic utilities, water and electric, let's say another 100. Throw that in there. I'm not talking about cable and all the other niceties that goes with stuff, right? Those who have a home might pay at least $800 a month. Utilities, maybe $200 a month, give or take, right? Basic utilities. Average person pays at least $50 for a cell phone, right? T-Mobile, Sprint. Average person spends about $200 a month on food, groceries, eating out, right? So on the low end, a person is spending about $1,300 a month to make sure they have something somewhere to rest after work, roof over their head, right? A way to get back and forth to work, right? Having at home gives you a place to, you know, keep yourself clean, right? Got to have that. Eat every day. If you're not eating, you're not going to be too productive after a while, right? And also a way to stay in touch with your job in case you're running late or you have to call in sick or they have to call you to come in to work somebody else's shift because someone didn't show up, right? $1,300 a month. A person making $10 an hour working 40 hours a week approximately is making $1,600 a month, and that's without taking taxes out yet. And if a person misses like 2 days of work from sickness and they don't have no personal time for whatever reason or the check is 2 days late, how in trouble is that person all of a sudden? That person's bills probably ain't getting paid on the bare minimum. Now, is that living or is that surviving? Now, this particular show, I didn't have a schedule of having callers, but if you are actually listening and you're in the position, you're at work or maybe you're off of work, or you're somewhere, maybe you're going to lunch, it's 11:37. You can call in 646-652-4479, and you can lend your opinion on anything that I'm talking about this morning when it comes to your self-worth. And I actually didn't do a proper introduction on the title in regards to, you know, what are you worth? I have 2 minutes. I can do that now. Do people have a self-worth? When you're talking about, you know, something that has value to it, do you ever look at yourself as having value of any kind? And then the next question will be, does everybody else know what that value is? Because if you're not telling people, you're probably not getting it. And that's why I did do an introduction when I talked about the job and what you sign up for when you go to work for that first time and how much they say they're going to pay you and you agree to it, right? But are you worth that amount? Are you truly worth that amount? Now, working to just pay your daily living expenses should not be a goal in anybody's life. You know, you say, well, this is reality and things of that nature, but it can't be something that they strive after, right? It's okay if you're 16, 18, 19 years old and you're living at home, you don't have no real responsibility, you got a little something-something, you know. But if you're 24, 25 and have a child or a spouse or a loved one that you're responsible for, you have to want to aspire to do a little bit more than just pay your bills. Remember when I mentioned how much a person makes before taxes? Taxes are necessary. You know, we're not building our own schools. We're not building our own highway superstructures or anything like that. We're not doing that on our own. Most people don't have their own island where they could have their own government, right? But the less money you make, the more adverse taxes are to a person. That is a truth, right? What if on the expenses that you pay are the highest? Well, actually, before I even really mention that, $10 an hour. Do you know what that comes out to in a year? $15,200. If a person is making that and have two other people in their household, do you know that's $500 below the poverty line? $19,200 a year or two people in their household. Again, that person is not surviving. They're existing and barely doing that. So whatever amount of money you're earning, how much of it do you actually keep? Month after month, you get checks from the time you spend at work, right? But how much of that money actually remains in your bank account longer than 2 weeks, a month, 6 months? Is it even possible? When you get paid, is that money already gone before you even see the check, right? Do you believe you're earning enough for the efforts that you put in every day at work, wherever you're working at. You go to work in the morning, you clock out in the evening or whatever your shift is, vice versa. I used to work third shift, so I'm clocking in at night and clocking out 7 a.m., right? And you're doing it at least 5 days or more a week. Some doing six. And there are people who work 7 days a week out there somewhere. You do that for approximately 50 weeks a year. What do you really get out of it? Do you believe your time is valuable? For your skills and abilities, your sacrifices, to always be somewhere called work, you know, coming in early, staying late, helping other people get their jobs done, is it worth it for you? The hard work that you do, are you getting paid enough to take care of all of your needs, plus have extra money so when you have emergencies or you have things that you want to do for yourself, you can do them? And I was about to segue and talk about taxes a little bit. Most people get tax credits for kids when it comes to tax time. But that's pretty much all they get. And so once they, you know, their salary is set and they're in that particular tax bracket, the only real relief most people get is if they have any kids. That's why you always hear the jokesters and the people who cheat trying to find children off the side of the road, trying to get those tax, you know, credits or whatnot. But what if, would it be a big deal that with all, remember all those expenses I kind of listed, the variances of how much you spend a month just to basically keep your job? What if those variances of monies could actually come back to you? What if on a monthly basis, the money you spend to keep the gas in your car, on a yearly basis, what if you can get a portion of that money back? How about rent or your mortgage? Whatever your current rent and mortgage is, multiply that by 12. If you get a portion of that back, would that be a big deal? What about your electric bill? What about your food? However much you spend going to Walmart every month, 12 months a year, what if you can get a portion of that money back? Because currently you don't get that money back, do you? You spend it and it's gone. Once the Cheerios and the Kool-Aid is gone, it's gone. It's not like you're getting any return on investment on your milk these days, right? Would that be a big deal to you? Because that's value right there, right? Is your job giving you that opportunity to do that right now? And if not, why? 646-652-4479. I've spoken on a lot in regards to just general, you know, daily things when it comes to work and how it's related to how much money you spend in regards to, and only you know how much money you make. So if you did those math problems that I gave you in examples, you kind of have an idea on a monthly basis how much you actually spend in regards to how much you actually make. And hopefully that's making you consider things, at least to make you, oh, wow, I didn't even really think about it like that, okay? There's something else I want to talk about now. I'm not even taking a break today. Usually I would take a break, but since this is my first morning show, I'm going to go ahead and kind of go through this show today. Let's say, oh, first of all, make sure there's no one in the chat room, because if you're on the website, blogtalkradio.com/IMTN Worldwide, there is a chat room in there. So if you can't talk on the phone because you are at work, but you have a comment or two or a question, you can actually send a message. Actually, it looks like someone was in and they logged out, but they didn't type anything, so I didn't know they had anything to say. Got to do that, people. And, of course, the number to call in, if you would like to, 646-652-4479. But this wasn't a particular show I was going to use for talk, but, again, it's always an option. But today is my first morning show, so I'm just kind of testing out this morning, getting some information out there that I think everybody would like to know and think about and hear. Have you ever thought about how much money you make in comparison to how much the company you work for makes? Let's say you make $25,000 a year, okay, whatever company you're working for, all right? Let's say your company, however, is making $25 million a year. You work triple overtime, you cross-train in other areas to work when someone is absent, but you still get paid $25,000 a year. Don't get any raises. You get that raise maybe once a year, and how much is that raise a year? Are you getting $2, $3, $4 raises a year? And when you work that triple overtime, remember, that's erased by taxes, because all that does is raise you up on how much money you're making a year. You see what I'm saying? So you're not really making that extra money. So $25,000 a year. Do you realize in 10 years you've been paid $250,000, $250,000? Have you ever added that up before? Where did it all go? How much of that do you have in the bank right now? If you've worked somewhere for 10 years making at least $25,000 a year, you've made $250,000. Have you ever done the math before? Now, the thing of it is, do you realize your company is paying you not to be part of the company? Because if you're satisfied with $25,000 a year, there's no reason to pay you $100,000 a year, is there? And you realize that there's some people who actually make less just because they didn't ask for more? That's a scary thought, isn't it? You see, when you get paid for actual production, you can't help but be paid in a manner that directly reflects what you bring to the table. So you can bring in a resume and all that kind of good stuff. See, some people are going to have a resume. Some people are going to have documented experience in something. Some people are going to have a degree, right? When you can show that you can actually produce, it's harder to replace you. It just is, because they have documented proof that you can do something that actually aids in the gaining of wealth for that company. Because the job of the company is not to make an individual wealthy, it's to make the company money. And if you happen to make some money on the side, that's okay, right? When you bring something to the table that directly affects the bottom line, you get paid at a higher rate. This is why all people that work in a basis of production, especially when it comes to things like sales, especially if it comes on commission, that's why those type of people thrive more. Those people who are working 100% commission, say like at a car dealership, a real estate office, things of that nature. See, those people, you know, they're independent. They're given a lot of perks. Their production is high. They eventually, even sometimes, they're offered being part of the company in regards to stock options and things of that nature, because they're selling 30 cars a month or something crazy. But most in that position figure out that it's best to go out on their own eventually and start their own company. I can go and start my own insurance, you know, office, or like I said, get my own dealership. I'll spend $1 million of my own money to get a dealership going, right? My own real estate office, right? But most in that position, once they do figure it out, it's a matter of, well, of course, if they fail, they face the same fate as anybody working with someone else. You can lose the privilege of earning money. That's because that's what it is. Earning money is really a privilege. You have to know what you're doing to earn money. 646-652-4479 if you'd like to call in and talk about that particular statement. You got to know what you're doing to earn money. That's the truth. When you own your own company, things do change. Things change only in that you can't be removed as you're for someone else, as you are, I should say, working for someone else. When you work for someone else, you can get cut any day, right? When you're working for yourself, you can't cut yourself. When you work for yourself, you are going to be paid based on your production. How many customers can you serve if you have a restaurant? How many ladies' hair dues can you do? Whatever you call it, weaves, whatever, nail salon, right? How many cell phones can you activate if you're doing cell phones, right? How many people will wear your dress and shoes? How many people will walk into the store and actually walk out with a belt, right? How many houses can you build if you're an architect or something like that? Nothing happens in any of these cases unless you actually do something. That's the best way to get paid. You did something, you get paid. There's no limit on how much you can do at that point, right? No limit on how much money you can make. When you're working your job, again, you're making $25,000 a year. 2016, you might make $26,000 a year. You might make less, because if your evaluation goes bad, you can get, what, demoted, right? when you're doing things on your own, those things don't matter anymore. It's just based on how hard you're willing to work. If you work more than 10 years on the same job and are not financially at least solidified, I was going to say financially free, but if you're not at least financially stable, then what you're doing isn't really working, is it? If you work more than 10 years at more than one job and you have excellent skills and abilities, you're loyal, you have work ethic, what you're doing is still not working. Because some people just don't care about those things, apparently, right? When they're trying to hire someone, right? There are people that have worked for over 10 years and have earned over $2 million in salaries and have nothing to show for it. Does that sound at all reasonable? See, the whole point of today's show is self-worth. Who has self-worth? Do you believe you have self-worth? And if you do, does everybody else know? And specifically, if you're working a job, you have a career, do those people in the higher positions know it? Have you told them, hey, you know what? I'm getting paid $10 an hour. I need to be getting paid $17. And maybe they'll pay you $15. Excuse me, just because you asked. And that's kind of a big deal. But you still have to be able to prove that you're worth it. Again, there's a lot of people who never put themselves in a position, either because of education, either because of location. People choose to stay where they're at and then complain that there's no positions available for what they do. You know, they're in Hatchachuppee, Alabama, and they won't move to Seattle, Washington to stop getting paid $10 an hour when they can get paid $50 an hour. I'd take the rein if I found something that I wanted to do for $50 an hour. I'd go to Seattle, right? So that's how you have to start looking at things, a matter of, you know, once you evaluate what your self-worth is, how is it a valuable commodity to everybody out there? There are hundreds of thousands of jobs out there. You got to make a decision on what you want to do. Sometimes that means sacrificing, not doing what you don't want to do to get what you want. And sometimes those circumstances get pretty dire sometimes, but sometimes it's worth it to avoid wasting time to an extent. Because, again, are you going to work seven jobs just to break even? There's a lot of people out there working like 20 million jobs and they're barely paying bills. They're barely eating and they're working 90 hours a week. Does that make any sense? You can't say, how can people say that they're enjoying life and they're working 90 hours a week? You really know how many hours a week that is working? And that's not just working. That's also going back and forth to work. Take out the time that you actually try to sleep. Where is your life at that point? And then you're still not actually paying all your bills. At the end of the month, you got to make decisions on putting gas in the car or eating or paying the rent. Paying the rent, not paying the electric or the water. That gets dicey. Again, how much are you worth? And does your job know? Does everybody else know? Not just your job, everybody else around you needs to know that you have self-worth. Because when other people recognize that you have some value, they sometimes tell other people. See, you'll find out how you can get stuff done, and you didn't have nothing to do with it, but people know who you are. People know what you can do. Have you ever put yourself in a position to let people know that you can do things and let them make a decision on whether or not to use you or not? That's a big deal. But if you're working just to be working, just to be paying bills, that's not the way to go. And the purpose of this particular show this morning is just to put that out there for people to think about it. You might be at work right now listening on your headphones, and you've been in that position for however long. I've been there, done that. I've been in that cubicle situation. You see what I'm saying? And for some people, they can do that for 25 years straight and be in the same cubicle and have all the pictures on the little wall there that you got. You know, you got your special chair and everything. Y'all seen the sitcoms? Some people are built for that. They've made themselves comfortable with whatever salary that they are making. And again, if you can make it happen, make it happen. Some people can have three or four kids and making $43,000 a year and be married. You can do it. You can do it if you're happy. However, most people are not happy with that. Right? then you can see it every day. And at a certain point, you have to be put in that position to say, am I going to do anything about it or not? Again, I mentioned the whole tax thing. The U.S. government provides all kinds of subsidies and tax breaks and things of that nature for certain people, but you have to be in a certain position and doing certain things to do it legally. You see what I'm saying? And some people will still choose not to do it because it's easier for them to try to figure out how to live on $10 an hour than to work for themselves on the side. You're willing to get a part-time job, two of them, on top of your full-time job, but you won't take those two part-time jobs and just work for yourself in something that you're good at. Or look at something that you would be good at and let somebody else work for you. So that's the whole point of being a boss, is to be able to delegate responsibilities to other people who might be better at things than you are, right? That's how the wealthiest people in the world work. They're not doing everything. And sometimes you just have to learn those things and to put them into practice to be better. Hopefully this particular show this morning helped a few people just think along a different line. I'm going to go ahead and get ready to sign out for the day. Have some things to. I'm back on the air only because recently my dad passed, and this week is the week of his memorial. So I've been trying to organize things and programs and pictures and events and all that kind of good stuff. So I'm actually about to go and handle some business on that tangent, but. The thing of it is that I wanted to kind of get back into some kind of normalcy and try to get back into a regular flow in regards to my show, and definitely trying out a daytime show. I usually do my shows at night around 11, 1130, but I figured I'd try one during the day and see what kind of listenership I would get. Like I said, I wasn't looking for callers this morning. I didn't really push and promote it that much, but I will be able to see how many people listened. So I'm excited to see how many people listen during the day, and if I see a good turn, I'll do more morning shows as well. Again, today's topic was, how much are you worth? Does your job know it? And hopefully the information I gave, the math questions I threw out there, you start thinking about how much you are worth for yourself. How much are you sacrificing, taking time away from your family, time away from stuff that you want to do to work? Is it really panning out for your best interest? If it's not, what alternatives do you have? In a few shows from now, I'm going to be talking about alternatives. I'll probably will replay this show a few times just so if people missed it, if they appreciate it. So you'll be looking out for that. Again, visit www.blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide. And you can also call 706-393-8426. FYI, I am looking for music. I want some new buffer music, either instrumental. If it's a track, it has to be clean, no killing, raping, murdering, lyrics or anything like that, racist, anything, nothing of that nature will make my show. So I am looking for music. You can email me, chris@imtmworldwide.com, if you want to let me listen to something. But again, on the business end, y'all call me, 706-393-8426. Visit my website as well, www.imtmworldwide.com. That's going to do it for today's show. Again, this is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. Hopefully y'all enjoyed this show. Again, the title was, how much are you worth? Does your job know? Please, if you know people who would appreciate this subject, have them tune in. Have them listen to it. The show will be up pretty soon. Take a listen. Hope you appreciate it. Until next time, y'all take care, and see y'all in the new year. We'll be right back.
Thank you.